weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Wednesday afternoon, July 12, 2023. Hope you've had a wonderful day so far. Good week and one day closer to the weekend. Again, I'm Joe Gracie alongside, and we are happy to be here with you for a full rundown of everything going on in the world today. Busy on the roads throughout the afternoon. Of course, the weather, the catalyst for that. We'll get an update on the roads coming up in about 3 minutes and a weather update here. I-10 at different points of the afternoon in various spots has been a mess. I've got some spots there, also 98. So just pack your patience if you're out on the road seeing some slowdowns. It's kind of been like this all afternoon, so we'll get details on that. It's absolutely jam-packed. So much happening today, and we start with our top three stories. Our own Congressman Matt Gaetz in the headlines because of his interactions with FBI Director Chris Wray during the House Judiciary hearing in Washington today.
In your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is up over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
And that interaction with Christopher Wray, Gaetz among the Republicans accusing the FBI of being weaponized against the GOP, panel members accusing the FBI of mishandling the criminal investigation into President Biden's son Hunter after whistleblowers came forward as well.
Also, blistering heat keeps broiling in the Southwest, where the heat wave could be the longest on record, bearing down on Phoenix. So daytime highs in the metro area have been in the triple digits every day for almost a month. It's been over 110 for the last 12 days in a row. So the National Weather Service does say that the streak is likely to continue into next week as well.
President Biden says that NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine.
NATO is stronger, more energized, and yes, more united than ever in its history. Indeed, more vital to our shared future.
During his speech in Lithuania, President Biden called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Those are our top three stories today. Just shy of 5:15, Gracie's got an update on the roads and weather.
Well, we do have some slowdowns on 98 right now. That's going to be 98 heading westbound. Slowdown from Hurdlebert until just before the Causeway Bridge. Don't have any reports of an accident there, but we are just seeing some slow traffic. We also have a couple small accidents throughout Pensacola. That's going to be a small accident right on Hilbert Road near East Burgess Road that is causing some delays, as well as a slight accident on 9th Avenue. This is just north of East Cross Street in Pensacola. For weather, we do have light rain all throughout our area, but we may be seeing some heavy rain in just a few here. So some heavier rain throughout Mobile, Daphne, Foley, just making its way to the Alabama-Florida line right now, making its way eastbound. So expect some heavier rain to continue throughout the evening. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some local headlines, a busy day for those. We start with the Florida Highway Patrol saying they're looking for information now following a non-contact hit and run that led to a 55-year-old woman suffering serious injuries. That happened on Highway 29 near Barano Park Road at around 10 today. The woman was driving a white car next to a semi car hauler when the semi attempted to switch lanes and didn't see the car. The woman ended up driving off the road and colliding with a tree, and the car hauler just kept going. Reportedly had a red Jeep and a white van on its trailer. Big news for Escambia County today. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing $52 million awarded in part to build a new state-of-the-art ECAT transit center.
This is going to be impactful. The Rosa Park transit building has been around for many years. It's congested. It's dangerous. It's inconvenient. Employees can't park their cars, so we need an expansion.
And that's Commission Chairman Lumen May, who says the county is also making regional stormwater drainage improvements in low to moderate income neighborhoods in Commissioner Mike Kohler's district. That just a portion of the $187 million in grants that are coming to Northwest Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Old Pensacola International Airport still seeing record numbers of passengers, and TSA says they're not quite ready to resume the security upgrades just yet. Airport Director Matt Coughlin tells us that after the project was paused due to incredibly high wait times, they should resume early next month.
So we have four security lanes. Two are complete. The third one we're looking to start August 7th, and that should be done within 2 weeks' time, not even. And then that'll give us a little break for the Labor Day weekend and then finish it up after Labor Day with the fourth lane.
And Coughlin says they have two of the four lanes completed right now. Last night, Milton City Council agreeing to enter contract negotiations with Scott Collins to replace outgoing city manager Randy Jorgensen. He spent about 45 minutes answering questions, including his thoughts on the controversial wastewater treatment plants.
If you're here, you take ownership of the project, and it is what it is, so I don't get to come in and say someone else did this. If I'm the person, then that's my project to follow up on, and we will pretty quickly. But I haven't seen project-specific concerns that scare me away from the project itself.
And ultimately, the council voting to offer Collins the job and enter contract negotiations last night. This morning, you may still call it the 3 Mile Bridge, but the bridge that connects Pensacola with Gulf Breeze is now officially known as the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Bridge.
My grandfather encountered many bridges in his life to reach his level of success, and a lot of that had to do with segregation. And a lot of people have a fear of crossing a bridge, but my grandfather, my papa, that's what I would call him, did not.
Chappie's granddaughter, Jamie Berry, spoke at the bridge naming ceremony. Also, they broke ground for the General Chappie James Memorial Plaza this morning. Congressman Matt Gaetz, we'll hear what he had to say a little bit later on. Of course, he was one of our top three stories today. What do you think about the naming of the 3 Mile Bridge? And I know the lexicon for generations has been the 3 Mile Bridge. Now that it's the General Chappie James Bridge, will that change for you? Or is there another name that you go by? I mean, obviously, 3 Mile Bridge is the standard bearer, has been as long as I've been here. Let us know if this will lead you to, out of respect for the general, to maybe change how you refer to the bridge moving forward. Or is it just always going to be the 3 Mile Bridge? Let us know. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. 520 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines on a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Friday morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Talking about this last segment, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. So we have the official name of the 3 Mile Bridge as the General Chappie, Daniel Chappie James Jr. Bridge. And they've also breaking ground on the Memorial Plaza, which I think is just going to look absolutely spectacular. You've got the new bridge. They're still working on like the lighting shows that are supposed to come with it. You're going to have the new plaza there, the new welcome sign coming into Pensacola, that contest happening. So this thing, when it's all said and done, I think it's just going to look really good and be something that people really enjoy. But, you know, as far as the name, it's kind of had an identity crisis where it's the Pensacola Bay Bridge, it's the 3 Mile Bridge, and I just wonder if now that it's officially named the Chappie James Bridge, if this is going to lead a movement of sorts to kind of just name it who it's named after. And, you know, I think of like a place like Chicago where a lot of their freeways are named after individuals. You got like the Stevenson, the Dan Ryan, the Kennedy, Eisenhower, all these names. And, you know, people just generally refer to them by their last names. I wonder if the Chappie would be some, hey, I'm going across the Chappie right now. Is that something that could catch on? I don't know. Who knows? I think it's 3 Mile Bridge or it's the Pensacola Bay Bridge, and it'll probably always be that way. But Chappie sounds kind of good to me. Let us know your thoughts, 850-437-1620. Texter says, just call it the General Chappie Bridge for short. Another one says, I have a lot of respect for the general, but it'll always be the 3 Mile Bridge for me. I think a lot of people are right there with you as well. 850-437-1620 is the number. Gracie, is an update on the roads and weather?
Well, we are still seeing some slowdowns on 98 westbound. That's going to be right near Hurlburt Field until you get to the causeway, so expect some delays there. We do have some slowdowns throughout Pensacola. That is going to be a patch of traffic that's going to be on Michigan Avenue. If you're heading in the westbound direction, expect some delays as you're getting closer to Providence Loop. Don't have reports of an accident, but that is going to be slow moving, again, westbound direction on Michigan Avenue in Pensacola. We have some delays on I-10. That's going to be right around the 29 exit. Most likely that is going to be due to some rain going through our area because I don't have reports of an accident just yet. But if you do see something on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111 with your traffic updates. Again, for weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area. Light rain throughout Pensacola, Milton, Navarre, and Gulf Breeze, but some heavier rain right around the Florida-Alabama state line that is going to most likely be moving into Pensacola and into the rest of our area for the rest of this evening. If you see anything else on the roads, anything with weather that you want to update on, always feel free to call in. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at some state headlines, Florida homeowners will apparently keep paying more for insurance as the state-backed Citizens Property Insurance is already the state's largest, and it's expected to grow to about 1.7 million customers by the end of the year.
We have to return to being the state's property insurer of last resort, and instead we are the state's largest property insurer with the lowest rates on top of that, and that is going to continue to distort the market and impede recovery efforts.
President and CEO Tim Cirio says even with the increase, their policyholders will be paying on average about 44% less than the private market.
Also, families from the Parkland School shooting victims are being given opportunity to retrieve items that belong to their loved ones. So also, a Broward County judge is allowing the reenactment of the massacre in a civil suit filed by the victim's family members against the school resource deputy Scott Peterson.
Of course, Peterson not being punished criminally, but of course the civil suit. Another report said that that reenactment would likely happen within the next month or two. Florida leading the nation in regards to a tragic statistic. There have been at least 10 hot car deaths across the nation this year, with half of them taking place in Florida. The latest incident involving a 18-month-old child who was left inside a car overnight in Polk County over the 4th of July holiday.
Also, more people are signing up for a program that allows them to live where they work. Governor Ron DeSantis says the Hometown Heroes program has drawn a record number of applicants in the second year. So the program allows first responders, veterans, as well as nurses and educators to get funding for buying their first home in communities where they serve. The program reached $20 million in applications within the first week. And last year, the program paid over $100 million into 6,700 eligible applicants.
And of course, really big news around Florida happening in Northwest Florida today. Governor DeSantis announcing $187 million in grant funding that he says will help Northwest Florida rebuild and become more resilient following Hurricane Sally. So among the local impacts here, $52 million going towards a new ECAT transit center. City of Pensacola getting $39 million towards infrastructure improvements at Hollis T. Williams Park, the Port of Pensacola, and the Fricker Center. And Century getting $12 million to demolish the old Century High School gym to build a multi-use facility and shelter. 5:30 Fox News Update, followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden wrapping up the NATO summit today in Lithuania. He and other nations say they're reaffirming their commitment to war-torn Ukraine.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken.
However, NATO nations did decline Ukraine's call to immediately accept the country into the NATO alliance amid that Russian invasion. The National Weather Service says nearly 109 million Americans are under heat advisories from Florida to Southern California. In Texas, temperatures are in the triple digits.
The extreme heat is putting the Lone Star State's power grid to the test as well, even after state lawmakers have worked to strengthen it. The grid operator ERCOT projects electricity use could hit all-time highs this week.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Austin, America, is listening to Fox News.
also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday afternoon. Although it is gloomy, I hope you are having a great week, and we're just one day closer to the weekend. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We do have a situation going on Highway 90 throughout West Pensacola. That's going to be right where Highway 90 meets Lillian High. Highway 98, excuse me, meets Lillian Highway in Dogwood. Dog Track Road. At that intersection, there's an accident. It's causing slowdowns in every single direction. So that's both directions on both Lillian and Dog Track, as well as 98, both directions as well. So just keep that in mind and expect some delays at that intersection. Always appreciate your text for letting us know what's going on the road. Got a text in letting us know that traffic is going to be standstill in the westbound direction on 98. Other than that, we are seeing typical afternoon traffic. We do have an accident, as mentioned, on West Michigan Avenue that's slowing things down in the westbound direction. That's going to be at South Gulf Manor, westbound on Michigan Avenue. If you see anything else, give me a call to 850-262-6111 for weather. Let's get an update from Ellen Strom on WEAR.
The rain chance continues to be high over the next several days, up there around 70%. Scattered thunderstorms will be in the area. At times, the sun will be out, though, and we'll still have a good chance to reach high temperatures in the low 90s. Heat index values with the humidity will be up in the triple digits at the hottest points of the day, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have light rain throughout our area, 78 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Now, looking at some national headlines, the emergency response continues in Vermont, the massive flooding continuing to impact the Northwest. Now, the rain may have stopped, but officials warn the situation is not over. Rivers and streams continue to rise, and plenty of roads still flooded, too.
There can be street sign metal spikes that you could slip and fall on. I mean, there's all sorts of hazards in the water when you can't see to the bottom.
Around 80 roads around the state closed because of damage from flooding. Vermont Army and Air National Guard were activated to help with the rescue and cleanup efforts.
Also, Congress is taking a deep dive today into the flow of drugs across the southwest border. Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee claim that the head of Homeland Security is failing on the job. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was not part of today's hearing.
In Alabama, police say two firefighters were shot this morning in what they're calling a targeted attack. The Birmingham fire chief said both men were shot at a station after somebody entered through a door reserved for residents to get their blood pressure checked and other services, too.
Also, closing statements are expected today in the sentencing phase for the man who murdered 11 at the Pittsburgh synagogue. That's Robert Bowers, who was convicted last month in the 2018 mass shooting of the Tree of Life synagogue. The jurors have now decided if he is going to be eligible for the death penalty.
In Iowa, Republicans passing the bill that would ban abortion when a heartbeat is detected. That's usually at 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill is almost identical to Iowa's 2018 fetal heartbeat bill, which was later ruled unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. The bill now goes to Governor Kim Reynolds.
Also, there's been a twist in the lawsuit over the 2015 Listeria outbreak in the Texas Bluebell ice cream plant that killed three customers. So the federal appeal court has ruled that the members of the Bluebell Board of Directors are not covered by an insurance policy. The judges say that the outbreak was not the result of an accident, but rather negligence. And the court says that the decision by the board to press forward with the production despite the traces of Listerine showing up.
Let's see here. Rally held in Uvalde, Texas by families who have been impacted by gun violence in schools. The Oliver family, whose son was killed in the Parkland school shooting back in 2018, traveling around the country supporting families who have also lost loved ones. Uvalde was the seventh stop on their 23-stop journey yesterday. Looking at some sports headlines, not too much going on. Of course, the All-Star game last night, the National League finally beating the American League after Elias Diaz hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the eighth inning to win 3-2 last night. Also, the New York Jets are officially selected to be on this year's version of HBO Hard Knocks. They're reporting to training camp next Wednesday. Hard to believe it's that soon. ESPN says the Jets were one of four teams that were eligible to be selected. And, of course, with new quarterback Aaron Rodgers, seemed like a shoe-in all along. Action at Wimbledon this afternoon. Christopher Eubanks' run coming to an end. The 27-year-old from Atlanta lost to Daniil Medvedev. Also, top seed Carlos Alcaraz beat Holger Rune to advance to the semifinal. He will go against Medvedev. Also on the women's side, second-seeded Aryna Sabalenka defeated American Madison Keys today. Health, business, and science notes. Numbers out from the Labor Department this morning show inflation continuing to cool from last year's 40-year high. It's the 12th consecutive month that annual inflation has been cooling off. The Consumer Price Index rose just 0.2% in June from a month earlier, with gas and rent costs driving much of the increase.
A report by the EPA has alarming news about the nation's breaches. They say that half of the nation's beaches in the U.S. are contaminated with fecal matter, which may cause serious intestinal issues. So it's believed that about 90 million are sickened by waterborne illnesses each year, and most incidents go unreported. Gross.
Yeah, for sure. More than one in three Americans are going through a sleep divorce. That's when someone regularly or occasionally sleeps in another room than their partner in order to get some rest without distractions like snoring or alarms. That's from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which found that sleep divorce was most prominent among millennials, 43% of whom said they sleep in different rooms.
Also, kind of exciting one for tomorrow if you love some French fries. Well, National French Fry Day is tomorrow. Many fast food chains are offering up some crispy deals. McDonald's is giving away free fries of any size through the app at particular locations. You can't beat free. Another major fast food chain like Wendy's are supplying fries free with any purchase. So Wendy's is keeping the potato party going through the weekend through its app.
So you got crispy deals on fries and Krispy Kreme's birthday. Woo-hoo. So in a delicious twist of fate, the rest of us are the ones getting the gifts. As Krispy Kreme says, it will celebrate 86 years of offering a dozen original glazed donuts for just 86 cents with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. That deal will be available on Friday, July 14th. So 24 donuts on your hands this weekend, of course, after getting your free French fries.
Yes, that sounds so good.
And a gym membership special on Monday that we'll tell you about.
Much needed, probably. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together at 5:45. Yep. So we have some slowdowns throughout our area. That's going to include an accident on 98 in West Pensacola at Lillian Highway and Dog Track Road. Slowdowns in every single direction leading up to this intersection. Both directions on 98 has extremely slow traffic, as well as Lillian Highway and Dogwood. Also, we have an accident on West Michigan Avenue in the westbound direction at West Michigan Avenue, right off of South Gulf Manor. Expect slowdowns backing up almost all the way to North W Street. Not quite. We're backed up to Pipeline Road on Beverly Parkway. So good bit going to be slow moving there. We have some slowdowns on 98 throughout Windhaven Beach, of course. And if you see anything else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Taking a look at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar. Make sure to expect some rain throughout the rest of the evening. We've had bad rain all throughout the day. Well, light rain continuing throughout Pensacola, Milton, and some heavier rain throughout Foley right now that's making its way into Pensacola shortly here. If you see anything else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line again. That number, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Well, Elon Musk is having an announcement coming up on Friday. Elon Musk is announcing a new AI company after months of teasing this alternative to ChatGPT. So Musk says that XAI is going to work to understand the true nature of the universe. So that sounds cool. He promises more details on this company coming out on Friday.
And speaking of Elon, Twitter is reportedly blocking links to its new rival Threads. According to users, links to threads.net are being blocked in Twitter searches. The move makes it more difficult to jump from one platform to the other and to locate user profiles on Threads. In other Threads news, there is reportedly a massive update in the works that could include an alternate home feed to show posts chronologically, as well as different languages and the ability to edit posts.
In some pop culture news, Anthony Michael Hall is officially a dad at the age of 55. So the Breakfast Club actor has welcomed his first son with his wife, Lucia Hall, and the baby's name, Anthony Michael Hall II.
Somebody could soon have a lot more money in their bank account. Tonight's Powerball drawing is just hours away. Spoiler alert.
It's us.
Gracie and I. For the first time, I have a Powerball ticket in my hand. Gracie was nice enough to pick up a ticket for me. She got one for herself as well. In the 4 o'clock hour, we verbally agreed on air that we would split the winnings 50-50. So today, tentatively, is our last show together.
Yep, we're going to walk in. We're not here tomorrow.
That's exactly what happened. Spilling out our plans on what we're going to do with the money. If you were to win, we're taking your thoughts as well, 850-437-1620. But I promise you, completely moot, irrelevant, because the money is already ours. So yeah. Looking forward to winning that tonight. But the jackpot at $750 million, that's the cash option of $378. And the Mega Millions is up to $560. So there was not a winner last night either.
Awesome. I can't wait to be rich.
That's right.
Filthy rich, actually. The musician Shalia E is making history as she receives her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. So she's the first female solo percussionist to have their Hollywood star. So Ringo Starr and R&B singer Her also spoke at the ceremony today.
And Britney Spears says she wants a formal apology, speaking out publicly for the first time after her dust-up with the San Antonio Spurs and star Victor Wembanyama's security team in Las Vegas.
I didn't appreciate the people saying that I deserve to be hit, because no woman ever deserves to be hit.
So she is still maintaining that she was hit by a member of the security staff. Police, though, say that Spears' hand was brushed off, but she was not hit. Again, Spears wants a formal apology. I don't think she's going to get one.
Yeah.
5:50, we'll take a final break this hour, come back with some wacky and weird headlines and some awesome news to finish out hour number two, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Join Autism Pensacola for the third annual Sensory Street on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th from 9 to 2 at the Downtown Museum of Commerce. Sensory Street is a free community event filled with lots of activities for children and families. Come by and dance, plant, count, play music, and make some fun memories. Sensory Street is hosted by Autism Pensacola, presented by the Bear Family Foundation, and sponsored by many other community supporters. See you soon at Sensory Street.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate all of your texts today. Many texts interacting with us and keeping us up to date on those traffic tips that you're seeing out there. 850-437-1620. We'll get one more check of the roads and weather in about 2 minutes from now. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines here. Police say an 8-year-old boy in Alabama led them on a chase after stealing a car at gunpoint. Happened in Montgomery when police tried to pull over the stolen car, and the chase ended with the car crashing into another one. The child was taken into custody, charged with first-degree robbery, attempting to elude, and a firearm violation.
Imagine being the person that's at gunpoint, and you look over and there's a gun, but it's an 8-year-old.
Is this like a play school Mattel? Like, oh, man.
Freaky Friday, for sure. Well, also another weird one coming out of California. California wildlife workers are on the hunt for a sea otter that's frightening surfers and trying to steal their surfboards. So it's leaving wildlife experts just really worried. And one video on Twitter shows a female otter forcefully ripping a surfboard away from a young man who was paddling in the water at Santa Cruz Shore. Other photos show the otter lounging on top of another surfboard.
So you said that you looked at the video on this and that they were actually tussling in a way?
Yeah, like the guy was on the surfboard and the otter kind of scoops up and he's trying to, you know, get on the surfboard. And the guy's kind of trying to shoo this otter away. Like, it's not that big of an animal.
Okay.
But it's just, like, aggressively, like, hitting them, kind of. And eventually the guy, like, let him go. And then the otter kind of got up on the surfboard and just hung out. I saw another picture. I don't think it was the same guy, but someone who got their surfboard taken away from the otter and had all these bite marks on the surfboard from the otter.
Well, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I remember reading about this surfer that was out there. I think this is like La Jolla Beach, so I don't know if this was the same area of California or not. But he said that there was like a little sea lion or otter, I don't remember what, but just crawled up on the board and was just riding along with him.
Yeah.
And he thought that maybe it was like a former animal, like at a Sea World. So he was like used to being around humans or something like that. So, I mean, it's not uncommon, I suppose, for this to happen. But I guess maybe the otters and the killer whales got together and said, hey, you know, we need to just act out against humans.
Yeah.
So interesting there. 555, get a final check of the roads and weather for this hour.
Well, we are still seeing slowdowns on 98 in West Pensacola. That's at Lillian Highway and Dog Track Road. An accident causing delays in every direction. So both directions on 98 seeing extremely slow-moving traffic leading up to this intersection, as well as Lillian Highway southbound towards this intersection is looking real backed up. We still have extremely slow-moving traffic on West Michigan Avenue as well. That is due to an accident. That's going to be at South Gulf Manor in the westbound direction, backing all the way up to Beverly Parkway, almost to North W Street, not quite there just yet, backing up to Bam Snowball. So keep that in mind as well. Patch of traffic on I-10 westbound at 29, showing some delays. Doesn't look like that's due to an accident, but keep an eye out there. Taking a look at weather, we do have some light rain. News Radio 923 ThreatNet radar is showing light rain throughout Pensacola, Garson Point, Milton, Pace, as well as up to Century. The heavier rain that was going throughout Baldwin County kind of looks like it's dying out. So most likely just going to be seeing light rain throughout the rest of the evening and pretty gloomy. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
United Airlines says they had to divert a flight from Houston to Amsterdam because of an unruly passenger in the business class. The jet landed at O'Hare to take a disruptive passenger off the plane. Another passenger reports the man was upset that his choice of meal wasn't available. The episode resulted in a delay of more than 3 hours. Curious to know if you've ever been on a situation on a flight where you've had to either be diverted or just simply taken off the plane because of an unruly passenger. Love to know why. 850-437-1620. This seems on the scale of legitimate reasons. This seems on the very soft side that you know, maybe he, you know, went, because I know with international flights, you can often pre-select, or they'll have like a menu available. And I know with my wife, especially with a lot of dietary restrictions, she often, you know, is SOL because she, you know, gluten and things like that. So yeah. We kind of have to just get some snacks for her at the airport and just make sure that, you know, she's taken care of. But still, grow up, man, have the pasta or whatever.
Yeah. Super weird. Like, grow up. That's definitely it. Also a weird one coming out of Michigan. A fake dentist in Michigan apparently has been running his own little house, shop of horrors in his basement. That's right. He's been a dentist out of his basement. That's Zayed Albondoar, I think is how you say his name.
Well, close enough.
Yep. He was arrested for the shooting death of a 28-year-old patient he feared would report him after his fake practice to the police. So investigators are trying to figure out how this basement dentist clinic could go on unnoticed for so many years.
Yeah, that's really weird. I mean, number one, this guy's out of his own will going to him apparently because he had pain. But yeah, it's got to be more to the story there. We may never know the answer to that, but yeah, fake dentist practice out of his basement and shoots a guy for fear that he was trying to, or that he may have reported him to the authorities. That's completely bizarre.
Because murderer is so much better.
Yeah, exactly. Good news. A kid in New Zealand named Oliver turned 8 the other day, and his birthday wish was wanting to go on a ride in a big rig. So his mom went on Facebook and offered $50 to any trucker willing to swing by. Instead, 64 of them organized a big convoy to surprise him.
Literally, he had no idea this was happening until the trucks turned up. And his reaction and his face all day will just be sunshine in everybody's eyes.
And Oliver's mom says he knows every single name of every single truck, every single company. It's his dream to be a truck driver one day. He even gets the trucking magazine every month. So kudos to everybody involved there. Hour number two in the books, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll see you in about 12 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in the world today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
this guy has lived in a shelter waiting for adoption.